Paul! The thrill is gone. Steve Mariucci. Fired from the Detroit Lions. They have fired the wrong man. They need to fire Matt Millen. I don't know why they hurt me the way they do. Well, Steve Mariucci, it was nice to have you, but sorry to see you go. I think you weren't given a fair chance. So I hope you do end up back on your feet with a team that will give you what you need to turn them into winners, because it's pretty obvious you weren't given that in Detroit. So, sorry to see you go.
What if I make a fudgy? Oh my god, I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did. Oh, worth it. Totally worth it.
And now it's time once again for the That's Not Cool Award on the Walker's Zone.
Is this moron number one? Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, God. And by that sound, it's time once again for the That's Not Cool.
Good morning.
Now, for those of you who haven't heard of this award, it's an award that we give out to the idiots.
Yeah.
The idiots. The buffoons, the idiots, and the morons.
Yeah.
The idiots of all that just do the stupidest things.
Yeah.
Now, I think in pre-production, you told me you don't have any awards, but if you think of anyone by the top of your bat, just butt in.
Yeah.
As usual.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and start with the Chuck, so fire away.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me!
Oh, excuse me. Sorry for that outburst, people.
To the people that were in the WWE room on Sunday that told me and everybody else in the room that The Undertaker is really dead and Randy Orton killed him,
oh my God.
You need professional help.
You need more than that.
You are not only not cool, but you're insane. So you tried to tell these people that if Undertaker is really dead, then why isn't Randy Orton in jail? Well, of course, they have no intelligent answer for me.
Wait a second. Let's see. I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I mean, half of those people in that chat room are like 50. 13-year-old kids looking for girls.
Hootie hoot.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was just, like, going all around the internet to gauge the reaction of the internet. And so I'd walk in there and see what people were saying, and lo and behold, I found that. And I just laughed so hard I almost fell off my chair. I mean, you people need to get a life. Get outside.
Experience some sunshine.
Take a walk.
Read a book. Play basketball. Engage reality. Eddie Guerrero actually died. Undertaker did not.
Wait, did they say anything about the Undertaker taking Eddie and making him rise from the dead as well?
Hootie.
Yeah, they said that.
Hootie, hootie. Hootie.
Then they're just grief-stricken.
Yeah.
serious Hootie. Mental problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my Hootie. Goodness.
Hootie.
If any of you watch the pay-per-view or see pictures from it like I did, you noticed
Hootie.
That while the casket was on fire,
Hootie.
That there was an obvious trap door underneath the casket.
Right, right.
Hello! The Undertaker dropped through the trap door,
Hootie.
And went to the back and had a beer. At least that's what I would have done.
Right, right.
So, that's it. That's it.
President Bush was at the Mexican border the other day. Apparently his poll numbers are so low that he was trying to make a run for it. California Congressman Duke Cunningham resigned from office after admitting that he broke the law by taking $2.4 million in bribes. It's kind of ironic. The only time you can really be sure that a politician is telling the truth is when he's admitting that he's a crook. Imagine being too unethical for Congress. That's like a rat hair getting kicked out of a hot dog.
I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
Ew. Only in America. I mean, even though he stole $2.4 million, he has agreed to pay back $1.8 million to make it right. So let that be a lesson to all of you other congressmen out there. If you get caught stealing, you may have to pay back a small fraction of what you took. Don't you love how our system works? I mean, if you're poor and you steal a loaf of bread, that's a $200 fine. If you're a congressman who steals $2.4 million, you get to keep a 25% bonus. What does Duke Cunningham say to Tom DeLay? Say, Tom, you want the upper bunk or the lower bunk? Ha, ha, ha! Ah! Like Scooter Libby, Duke Cunningham comes pre-nicknamed for prison. Unlike Scooter Libby, he comes pre-named as a top. Ha, ha! During his trial, Saddam Hussein spent part of his time writing a poem. Apparently, he kept interrupting the judge to ask what rhymes with spider hole. Ha ha! The big White House Christmas tree arrived in Washington. This is President Bush's favorite holiday tradition. Anything that involves cutting down a tree, Bush has a great time. Ha 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 ha! Ha ha! A hunk of marble fell from the front of the Supreme Court building. That's right, a big hunk of marble. I believe it was the biggest thud at the Supreme Court since Harriet Myers. Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Big hunk of marble, I mean a huge chunk of it, just fell off. Boom, just like that. Engineers believe it may have fallen because the building was leaning a little far to the right. What do you think of that? Here's the sad part, though. He didn't hit one lawyer. Oh, that's too bad. A Filipino spy broke into Dick Cheney's office. And that takes a lot to do because Dick Cheney's office is the back of a speeding ambulance.
Oh my god! I almost didn't do it! I almost didn't do it! I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it!
I think the president is losing it. The BBC is reporting that Bush told a group of Palestinian ministers that God told him to invade Iraq. You see, that's what happens when you mix the New Testament and Old Milwaukee.
Oh, worth it. Totally worth it.
Did you hear about this spy they found working in the White House? A guy in President Cheney's security detail was allegedly passing U.S. secrets to foreign governments. It has been reported that Karl Rove was furious. He said, "Leaking secrets? That's my job!" Anyway. What do you think of that? First Lady Laura Bush appeared on an episode of Extreme Makeover. I have heard through the grapevine, that Tom DeLay will be appearing on another reality TV show. He will be appearing on Cops. What do you think of that? Samuel Alito, who was widely agreed to be conservative, intelligent, and competent. However, President Bush said that he would be willing to overlook these facts in time. What do you think of that? It was reported this week that while he was in college, Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito supported gay riots. Apparently, his exact words were, "Let's get Jen and Stacey drunk and see if they make out." What do you think of that? That's naughty.
Wonderful, and while we're at it, we can light up doobie and watch porn.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love, and wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make me right.
Jesus,
I'll tell them all about our troubles. You will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer. Well, when you feel a little flame will turn, and if you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It's blowing up, Paul.
We have doubts and fears.
Your eyes be filled with tears. Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. He wrote my name above, and he made my heart in love. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Let us have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us
tell him all about our trouble.
Now he will.
He'll hear our faintest cry.
You know he will.
By and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer, the wheel turning. Just a little fire is a-burning. Let us have a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
Yes, sir.
Watches day and night. When you go to him in prayer, he answers my every prayer. Well, I just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and you know he will.
To my little buddy Christopher, my son, Daddy loves you very, very much, and can't wait to see you again soon. Thank you for listening to Liberal Tyranny, Episode 3. And I appreciate your support. And if you have any questions about the show, any concerns, anything you want to discuss with me about, email me at liberaltyranny Walkreviews@yahoo.com. You can also catch me on The Walk Reviews at www.thewalkreviews.net. It's a show that I do with my brother Will. He provides a conservative point of view. And a new show gets posted every Friday. And I thank Will for his support of this new podcast, The Liberal Tyranny. And again, thank you. Good luck. Good night. Or I should say good night and good luck. Still haven't seen that movie yet, but I hope to shortly. And God bless, and we'll talk to you next time.